Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing some of the very important issues of teenagers. We came across emotional development and some of the techniques that could help our children to navigate through anger, fear, sadness. And now, talking of communication, it's quite often said that give quality time to your children. And communication is one of the very important tools. So how can parents establish open lines of communication with their children and create a safe space for them to share their thoughts and feelings?
Yes, good communication with your with anyone is important, especially your children, because your children, there's a generation gap between you and the children, and you need to bridge that gap. You need to overcome that gap, and you need to do that with a positive channel of communication. And it's very important that you are able to develop a very positive relationship with your children, a loving relationship, a relationship in which you're respecting him, where you're showing your love for him, you feel that he feels that he can confide in you. And it is important that you need to do that by making him paying attention to the to your child. He should feel that you're paying attention to him. You're not ignoring him. Sometimes we tend to forget what generally when we're talking to someone, especially nowadays with this problem of fubbing.
Yeah.
Fubbing means to, you know, be looking at the all the time, paying attention to your mobile instead of the person whom you're talking to.
Exactly.
And so,
as John Powell puts it, he says that communication works for those who work at it.
Exactly. So you need to be paying attention, talking to each other, looking at each other, expressing your feelings along with what you're saying. It should be with the feelings that you are you can express in your body actions, in your body language, in your way how you express your feelings in your. It's very clear in your face.
Yeah.
You have a smiling face. You're on your face. Your eyes are sparkling. Maybe so.
Right.
Things they are very important. So the child is able to understand that he really is being paid attention to, and you love him.
All right.
And
there's sometimes our children say in words something, but there's a lot of things beyond the words that parents got to be understanding, because you know there's this. Peter Drucker, who says that the most important thing in communication is hearing what is not said.
Exactly. So you need to be able to understand what your child is feeling beneath what he's saying, beneath what he's expressing, apparently his facial features. They will tell you what he is feeling within himself, within inside. what his thoughts are, what he's feeling. You need to be able to decipher them. And then you need to also take care of the tone of your voice. It should not express, if you're not feeling happy about what the child is doing, you need to, you know, cover that maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you do not need to react immediately if there's
right.
something negative coming.
Right.
So you should be able to manage that. Your own feelings when you're talking to your
right.
child.
Exactly. So management of your own feelings is also important for parents. Well, Professor, I'll be discussing more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I am with Professor Salman Naqavi, and we are discussing some of the very important tips about communicating with teenagers, because communication leads to a community. And Professor Salman Naqavi is helping us.
Yes, so we need to also give, as you said in the beginning, quality time to sit down to discuss things and to encourage positive feelings and thoughts in your child and reinforce them and compliment your child on doing what he's doing, what he's saying. And you should be giving a positive attitude to him. Even if he's making a mistake, you can correct him in a very mild way. What is important is you are able to communicate with him in a tone which is loving, and the content is also according to what he can understand.
Okay.
It's something which is close to his heart.
At his age.
I mean, if you start to study and talk about issues of philosophy with a child, that he's going to run off.
Yeah.
So you don't need to discuss politics with him. You don't need to discuss something that's not of his age. So you need, the content should be also according to the level of his mental
that
development.
That should not sound illusion to him, because it's said that the single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it brings about.
Yes. So therefore, your communication should be the content should be according to the level of your child. He does not become, as you said, disillusioned but
right.
with what you're saying. His mind should not run off and to other things which are not what you want to say.
Yeah.
So you need to be very clear in what you're saying. Clarity is important. Good communication requires clarity.
Clarity, yeah.
It needs to be concrete and very, you know, comprehensive.
Yeah,
but it needs to be also coherent.
Yeah,
it needs to be logical. It needs to be according to what is important to him. As we said before, the style that you're using should be you must take care of it. It should be courteous. It
right.
should be with love. It should be in a polite manner.
Right.
So you can say there are about 7 C's to communication. It should be clear, as it is said, clear, concise. You should not be your sentences should not be very long.
Right.
You shouldn't use long sentences which he cannot, you know, grasp.
Yeah, and amidst all this, you should be, in order to effectively communicate with your teenager, should be realizing this fact that we are all different in a way we perceive the world or understand the world around us. So as you said earlier, that your child thinks differently, you yourself perceive the world differently. You should not be putting on that into your words or communicating in, with him that way, that as if he thinks that I'm here to talk my heart and my mother or father is trying to teach me philosophy right now. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the importance of communication in teenagers. Well, the way we communicate with others and with ourselves, especially with our children, it ultimately determines the quality of our lives. And Professor Salman Akhavi is here to help us how to better communicate with our teenagers.
Yes, we need to be, as I said, when we discuss anything with our children, we need to be clear, concise, complete, coherent, correct, and completely make them understand what we want to say. And as we said, courteous.
Clarity.
Clarity. Comprehensiveness, complete, concise, not long sentences, the content. And of course, communication by speaking is one way of communicating. You can also communicate through games. You can communicate through, for example, with smaller children, coloring. You can play games with them, for example. There are many games. You can sit together and play learning games also. For example, you teach the alphabet, or you teach a language through games, and you participate in the learning process of the child.
And it's very interesting that I was once going through something and I found an article wherein it was written that whenever a child cries, why does he feel peace when he gets back to in the lap of his mother? It was said that because while a mother is breastfeeding his infant baby, the child keeps on listening her heartbeat. And now this child remembers that heartbeat. And the moment he's being given from one lap to another lap, and the moment he recognizes the heartbeat is same that of a mother, he feels he found that peace. So sometimes, as you said, you can communicate without words as well. Sometimes this just letting your infant or your small baby, keeping him in your lap, could communicate a lot of things, could communicate, even it could transmit peace. And sometimes this physical touch of parents to their children can communicate a lot.
Yes, physical touch. As I said, coloring pencils. Children like to draw things. You can make them draw things. With older children, you can make them write down their thoughts and their feelings. You need to teach them to be able to express themselves. When you're talking to them in a proper way, they're learning how to communicate themselves.
Right.
So through your example, you are teaching them how to communicate, whether by speaking, whether by writing down things, or even coloring. So
coloring
basically,
things.
Communications, basically, there are three or four ways of doing it. One is through the spoken word, the written word. And thirdly, through drawing and for various forms of arts, fine arts, paintings, drawings, sketches, many things are there. Or even children can be made nowadays to make animation graphics. So they're communicating their ideas through these animations, motion. They make these motion films or whatever. If they start from an early age, this aesthetic sense is developed, and a way of expressing in the form of prose and poetry or whatever that needs to be developed.
That art gets developed.
There, yes. So art is a form of communication again. It's
right.
Expressing your thoughts and feelings and ideas. So our children need to be
so
developed.
So if you're better communicating without creating any illusion, you can actually develop an artistic child with a better communication. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and helping us with that valuable information. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you